Well, good win by our football team. You know, it's tough to get wins in the National Football League. And we played a good football team today, one that I'm sure in December will be battling for a spot for the playoffs. They are. I mean, they've got some good players. And our guys battle and found a way to get a win at home. Extremely proud of the way our team played. I mean, just being able to stay focused through some adverse moments and not letting any of those moments get them off of the things we talked about going into this game. We knew it was going to be a hard-fought game. They've got a very good defense. They made a change at quarterback, and we felt like things would be more like that, what they were. And fortunate for us, we've got some guys with great character and understand how important it is to compete on every single down in a team that's maturing and growing every single week in every ball game. So great job by our guys. The only injury that we suffered was with John Carlson. He left the game with what we think may be a concussion. We'll have to go through some things in the next 48 hours to see where he is. Other than that, we came out pretty good as we speak from an injury standpoint. So good job by our offense, our defense, our special teams. Good win for the Minnesota Vikings.
Les, can you take us through the Harrison Smith play, what you saw?
We were in a coverage where we double number 11, and we end up with a guy that's kind of seeing the quarterback that can roam a little bit, and that happened to be Harrison on that play. He did a great job of reading the quarterback, but our D-line did a terrific job all day of creating pressure on the quarterback. They got the quarterback off kilter a little bit. He scrambled, he moved around, and Harrison stepped in and made a huge play for our football team.
Have you guys been missing that? Safeties will make dynamic plays?
Oh, yes, we have, Jim. I mean, it's a breath of fresh air, some of the things that he's doing and has been doing throughout the season. I mean, the tackles, the presence that we have with him, and to be able to find a way to get that ball in the end zone. I mean, that was a good run by Harrison. So, but it came off the pressure. And then a guy being in position who had a chance to make a play made the play. And that's what you need.
As you guys were going through game planning and watching tape, was the message basically don't give them anything down the field and let that four-man rush get home?
That was it. I mean, they had given up a bunch of sacks coming into our ball game. We weren't sure what effect the quarterback change would have on those sack numbers, but we knew that we needed to dominate up front in order for us to execute our game plan and be able to take away, you know, number 11. That was what we talked about going in, and they might get some runs, but can't give them big plays over the top of the defense.
What was the thought process there at the end of the first half that led to Christian's interception?
You know, we felt like that we could get a field goal. It was 58 seconds left when we went out there, I think, and you know, we felt like there was enough time. We've been out there in situations like that with less time where we could have gotten a field goal, and we ended up, you know, not getting anything out of it. And fortunately, they didn't either. So, you know, it was good. We ended up with nothing.
Did the offense just get out of rhythm in the second half, or Christian seemed to be a little more gun-shy?
I think you have to credit some to their defense. They've got a very good defense, one of the best defenses we'll face. And they did some things that created some problems for us up front, even with their pressures and sometimes just from a run standpoint, although Adrian had a huge day. There were some things we didn't do as well. I mean, we could have done a lot better, and, you know, we'll try to make those corrections, but partially due to some of the things they did on defense and partially due to some things we didn't do well.
How concerned are you, though, with Christian? I mean, the turnovers have been ticking upward the last few weeks here.
Right. Well, you know, with us, it's really round about team, and we got to find ways to win. And fortunately for us, our defense played extremely well today. Our special teams did a good job. Our offense moved the ball at moments in the first half. You know, we got stifled in that second half, but Christian's going to be fine. You know, we'll go back, we'll look at the tape and find out what we got to do to make the corrections that are necessary, and he'll keep improving. And this is still part of the process with all of our players.
You said last week that footwork had a lot to do with his interceptions. Did you feel that way today? Because he was flushed out of the pocket a few times and trying to make plays on the move.
I think he did a real good job maybe in the third or fourth quarter where he got flushed and he threw the ball out of bounds. That's not a bad thing. It's not a bad thing when you get flushed out of the pocket. And, you know, more occasions like that will help us in those moments when he gets flushed out of the pocket.
First half after breaks down, probably a good time to throw it out of bounds?
Not a bad idea. Not a bad idea.
Adrian having the game he did today despite last year's knee, this year's ankle, I mean, what does that mean to your whole football team?
I mean, it's so inspirational for our entire team to be able to see Adrian battle back from major reconstructive knee surgery and to run the way he ran today. I remember talking with him on, I think it was Friday, Thursday or Friday, and I said, how you feeling? You know, we talked through some things, and I said, you know, we really want to ride you this week now. We see some things in the run game. And he said, Coach, I'll be ready. You know, you don't have to worry about me. And sure enough, I was talking to him after the game, and I said, man, you said you were going to be ready. And sure enough, he was. And, I mean, he's special in so many ways. To be able to come out and run against that defense and run as well as he did, knowing that, you know, going to the week, he was a little bit banged up with his ankle, did the things that were necessary to prepare. He's a pro's pro and a great example for our entire team.
Did you target Harrison specifically, or were you going to take the best safety available there?
You know, I think Rick and the personnel department did a great job of presenting who the top safeties were in the draft and where they might fall for us. And the good news for us was that we had been around Harrison at the Senior Bowl, so we had some inside information on how he would fit, you know, in our defense and our scheme. And with the intel we got from Rick and the scouts about Harrison, I mean, he was a guy we targeted. Didn't know if we'd be able to get him. Things worked out with the Khalil, with the trade for in spots, so we end up getting some picks. And kudos to Rick and the scouting department for coming up with those picks so we could get back in the first round and get him, because I don't know if we would have gotten him in the second round. I don't know.
Was that a typical Antoine play where he covers the fullback out and then on the bootleg comes up and makes a stop?
Oh, I mean, you know, I'm sure Allen and the rest of the coaches like to take credit, but that's an incredible play by a great pro. Just, you know, there he is in coverage and finding a way to, I think they end up calling that a sack. I mean, just a great play by Antoine, and we've all seen him do that so many times in the course of his career here in Minnesota, so credit to a great player.
Do you think there's any hangover bit from the Hardman touchdown that wasn't called back on the opening kickoff? Did that impact you guys call?
You know, we won the game and we battled through it. You know, you hate when points are taken off the board. But I think it's a credit to the maturity of our football team not to swoon and say, oh, no, you know, they didn't do that. I mean, they kept playing, and, you know, we beat a team that, 4-2 just like we were. This game was as important to them as it was for us, and so I don't think it affected what we were trying to get done.
They didn't announce a number on that. Did you get an explanation of, was it Marvin at the point there, or who was the call on?
Yeah, they told us that it was Marvin. I haven't seen the tape, but you know, we'll see.
Now,
Leonard O'Brien, our entire D-line, I mean, they all wanted to get in there and rush the passer. And fortunately, we got up a couple of scores where we could, and they end up, you know, being in some drop-back situations. But Brian had a terrific game. I mean, we worked all week long, Brendan Daly did, with our D-line on what we thought the best rushes were against their offensive line. And I think every guy on our defensive line, you know, got ppressure on the quarterback at some point. So, kudos to our defensive line. Just a great job. We needed that pressure.
The NFL obviously did you a good favor by having this Thursday night game at home, a 4-day break. You have this great opportunity now to go 6-2 with the break. How do you prepare your team now and your approach to this game on Thursday?
Well, Mark, you know, we'll slow it down a little bit. I mean, they'll have the day off tomorrow to try to get some rest, and then we'll come back on Tuesday and go to work and try to digest this game plan and come out at home on Thursday night and play a good football game in front of our fans here at Mall of America Field. I mean, our fans have been terrific. We're going to need them to be noisy on that Thursday night and have this place filled up, but we want to take advantage. We feel like when we play at home, we have a chance to be a special football team, and we want to get that on the road as well. But for now, you know, being at home Thursday night, we want to take advantage of it here at Mall of America Field.
You talk a lot about your philosophies for this team. Is this the way today's game went, sort of what you would take most times?
I think they, you know, the way we have tried to structure our team and the philosophy lends itself to winning games like this. When you are not completing a lot of balls down the field in a league where so many say that that's the way you have to win, to be able to play good defense, to be able to have good special teams. What our special team did today against Patrick Peterson, that's a big deal. He's one of the premier punt returners in pro football, bar none. And for our running back, Adrian Peterson, who is the premier back, to know that they're going to be in 8-man fronts, 9-man fronts at time, and to be able to rush for 153 yards, that's a formula for success. Yeah, if you're in a, you know, tough situation throwing the football. So, credit to our guys for buying into that philosophy and going out and finding a way to get a win against a good team.
14 seconds left or whatever it was at the end of the game. Can you take me through the thought process of, you sent the field goal unit out initially, so what were you thinking there?
Originally, I was thinking about getting some points. Felt like we were in Blair's range, and then we talked about it some more and said, why risk them blocking a field goal? They would only have maybe 10 or less than 10 seconds maybe if we didn't get the first down. So said, hey, let's run it.
Would you consider ever having somebody just run straight backwards there and try to eat up the clock, or is there just too much time to do that?
Potentially, but that may have been too much time to do it.
Earlier about seeing something in their defense that you could get your running game going. What did you see? Because they had a pretty good run defense to this point.
Tim, you know we may see these guys again, so I will not be divulging that info. So,
all right.
Anyone else? All right. Thanks.
Christian Ponder and Adrian will be both